Portland and chlamydia have a lot in common. They're both kind of annoying, not always really welcomed by the masses, but they're treatable. They're treatable. Unfortunately for us, the mayor of Portland is not treating his city very well, and we're going to expose some insane things, including breaking some corporate narratives, which in fact are non-existent at this point, completely denying what's going on in that city. All that and a lot more coming on today on Blaze TV's Worst Show, Slightly Offensive, with your favorite host, me, Elijah Schaefer. Anyway, before we jump into the stories and the videos that I'm going to warn you are not necessarily suitable for 7-year-olds, YouTube says this account is not suitable for children. Well, who's watching this? That's 7. Please remember that directly supporting this show is the best way to allow this video to exist and this content to keep going, including going back on the streets this weekend. Go to blazetv.com/slightlyoffensive if you can. Use my code in the description. And when you sign up, it allows me to go out on the streets. I'm going back to Chicago. This weekend, I'm at another place I can't mention yet, but I'm back on the streets. My shin has fused, but I need your support to continue to do this show every single week. As well as, if you don't want to support the show, fine. I could flip you off, or I could just give you another option. I'll choose the latter. Go ahead and go to Apple Podcasts or any one of the links below, Spotify, Google Play Store. Leave us a 5-star review. It's free. You can't complain. I'm asking you to do something free. That's all. I broke my shin for you. Could you leave me a review? Anyway, it helps us out a lot. Let's jump right into this. So let's expose the narrative on this story of a man who was completely beaten to smithereens, if people say that word still, when he crashed his car into a telephone pole by a protest in Portland, which, believe it or not, could be anywhere in the city because they have been going for almost 87 days. Check this out.
Hey, stop doing shit! Grab the keys! You got the keys?
There's no keys.
Hey, bro, you're not leaving, bro.
No, you ain't going nowhere.
Put your ass down.
Get your ass down, dude!
So if that looked like confusion to you, what you saw was there were flares. Who knows where those came from? There was this SUV that crashed into a telephone pole. Counter-protesters and protesters and whoever else crawled out of hell to come out at night in Portland this evening on Sunday decided to say that this man was trying to run over protesters. Apparently, we can't reach him for comment because he's unconscious, currently still in the hospital. But these Black Lives Matter protesters did something incredible. They did what Michelle Obama, aka Mikhail, said that they would do during the DNC when she said they were peaceful. So they peacefully beat the snot out of this guy. Well, you know, there's one way to fight against police brutality. That's to live the exact opposite lifestyle. There's another way to fight it, which is just completely beating up other people that disagree with you using your authoritarian strategy to stomp them out, which is the exact fascist tactics you claim to be fighting against. But anyway, we don't even need to have time to get into the irony of Black Lives Matter and the absurdity of really how ironic they are. But what we can talk about most importantly is look at this extra footage. So they continue to assault this man.
Fucking racist, bro, you fucking loser.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really even know if post-censorship or wherever this video ended up getting edited that clip got taken out, but this man got kicked in the head. They twisted his neck into a pretzel. Not to be confused with the delicious pretzels, this one comes with a little bit less salt, a little more blood, and a little more anti-white racism. But what you're gonna find is this group of people are cold-blooded. Black Lives Matter is a violent domestic terrorist organization. And unfortunately for myself, and for you, people like me who want to expose the violence and the domestic terrorism are the ones that get in trouble. We get in trouble for showing you what they're literally doing. Now, this footage comes from Drew Hernandez from Lives Matter official show and from Kaylin. These are my friends, guys. Their links are in the description. You gotta follow them. You gotta track what they're doing. They have been picking up immensely in amazing work. And they're incredible. And I really have come to create a great community on the field with them. I'm really proud of them. Actually, Kaylin's my old roommate for years. We were roommates. Good friend of mine. And Drew is a very good friend. Like almost like 7-8 years of being friends. But I want you to say, well, you would say this isn't Black Lives Matter. You know, this is not talking, they're not targeting this guy because he's white. Really? Are they not targeting this guy because he's white? Because here's the man on the floor already bloodied. And then here's additional footage of them saying F U N word. You can hear people laughing in the background, which is very similar to what I found in Dallas, to where Black Lives Matter is so cold-hearted. They're anti-white racists in actuality. Check out this footage. This guy just is on the floor. I mean, what is going on here? Black Lives Matter not only fights against the police, they have their own police. We saw this in the Chaz and the Chop district in Seattle, right? There was this fight where people say we wanted to fight against borders. We want to fight against police state. And then what did they do? What is the first thing they did in Chaz and Chop? Which you can check out those videos in my channel. They set up walls around the district and they instituted their own police, the John Brown Gun Club. I mean, these people are not against the police. They're not against walls. They're just against the democracy, the republic, the constitutional republic that we call our home. These are Marxists. They're racist. They're hateful, vengeful people. They're violent. In fact, it's like living in the Stone Age, going back to the crude violence and the absolute savagery. I don't even want to get into that. And no, not because they're black. Anybody who acts like that is an animal, regardless of their skin color. But of course, Antifa medics came in very quickly. Who the hell are Antifa medics? Look at how badly they treat this guy. This guy's neck might be broken, and this is what they do. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, this guy could die from this. He could die. And I'm going to explain to you why I know that this situation wasn't warranted. Because I'm going to look at some journalists, by the way, because we're going to find that every time there's a video exposing the violence of Black Lives Matter and domestic terrorists, including our favorite anti-fascist, all black-wearing emos of 2020, who don't slit their wrists, they'll slit yours. That's the kind of way that they are these days. Little Antifa, they do have something up their butt, and it's not a stick. I'll tell you that. I do know that. I really do. They're all gay, and that's not even a slander. They're just all homosexuals. Antifa are homosexuals and transgenders, primarily. Take it as you will.
Be gay, do crime!
Be gay, do crime!
Be gay, do crime!
Be gay, do crime!
Why are you flipping me off? You don't even know who I am. I'm a nice guy, and literally I would buy you, if you were sick, I would pay for your hospital bills. Like, that's the kind of guy I am.
But I'm gonna tell you what, you're not safe in Portland on the streets anymore. You're not. Yeah, speaking of this is the corner of my guest bedroom in my apartment, okay? COVID has delayed the building of a real set. So I built this for like, what, $600 or something. And so I'm just trying to bring you guys better production quality because I love you. Anyway, you say the violence isn't necessitated and it's not from BLM. These are rogue individuals. Well, Marquise, this 25-year-old or 28-year-old suspect, whatever the hell he is, he was their security. But listen to them earlier in the night, this footage taken by Drew Hernandez, talking about choking and cutting off the circulation and killing police officers with their own umbilical cords. Absolutely barbaric.
Your mother's umbilical cord should have wrapped around your neck and choked you just the way you choked George Floyd, you filthy animal. Not only should that umbilical cord should have wrapped around your neck, it should not have wrapped around your neck once, it should have wrapped around your neck two times, not six times or seven times, it should have wrapped around your neck so many times to where you yelled, I cannot breathe.
I mean, listen to that. I mean, that's the hatred that they spew. That's the disgustingness that they give off. And these people are not innocent. They're not innocent, right? They're not just bastards. They're not just from the devil. okay? They are satanic, I'll give you that. Even if you don't believe in the devil, let's just say that these are Satan. These are horrible individuals who are traitors to our nation. In fact, they should be imprisoned. I'm not even a statist, but if you're gonna fight against our own people and endanger us in the streets, that's called criminal activity, you belong in jail. But what's most important about this is that journalists online, like this guy, I think he's from the Oregonian, immediately is saying, well, hey, you know, I found a report that the guy who crashed his car actually is in the fault because he said racist things at a bar earlier in the night. Now, you might be thinking, oh, okay, well, he said racist things, so that would make sense why he got beat up. Well, here's two things wrong with that. Number one, look at these pictures of the source that said that he heard them say racist things at a bar. This guy is connected with the Youth Liberation Front, which is a radical Marxist organization. It's an pro-Antifa organization in Portland. But look at how ridiculous this individual looks. I mean, he looks like Impossible Burger's taste. Not that great, okay? And he's clearly Antifa sympathizer. And so what news organizations do is they use these uncredible sources that do not produce evidence to discredit people like Drew Hernandez, like Kaylin Delmeda, like George Ventura, Richie McGinnis, Shelby Talcott, myself, AKA The Crew, which is awesome, by the way. It's a great crew of on-the-field reporters, journalists, and commentators. And we just slay, we slay. But they discredit us using people like this guy. What the hell? Why does he look like that? Seriously, man. And then they say that we are wrong. And they get more retweets than we get. And then the left believes a false narrative and they discredit us. But why don't they ever have evidence that of this stuff? Why is it always hearsay? Like my time in Dallas, you know? But most importantly, the second part is, even if this man did say racist things, you cannot beat the sh** out of someone because they said a mean thing. I don't know what society people think they live in today, but you can't assault people simply because they're mean. Racism isn't kind. You can be a racist in this country. I don't promote it. I don't condone it. I don't think it's great. But you sure as hell don't have a right to hit people for things that they say, let alone push them completely unconscious. Now, the man is still alive. He's still alive. According to Kaylin Delmeda, who talked to a police officer who's a fan of Drew's show or whatever, he's alive. He's not dead. But that's not what's important. The most important part is that the narrative continues to go on. Portland will continue to erupt in violence. All Mayor Ted Wheeler said was, we condemn this. The day moves on, things continue. The violence does not stop because the left will not acknowledge what's really happening in that city. I'll continue to report on it. In fact, I'm back out on the streets. Sorry, guys, I'm here to stay. But most importantly, I'll let you know that you, as people, want these reports. So please continue to support us. Go, as always, support our advertiser, simplysafe.com/offensive. But also please check us out at blazetv.com/slightlyoffensive. Using my code, it's a direct way that just supports the show, gives me the funding, finances I need to go where I need to, etc. And it does the back end stuff as well, so I can continue to write, work with the newsroom, etc. I really appreciate you guys a lot. Till Friday. I'll see you guys later. Have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.